Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
This is the time on the show when we become your emotional support pets.
Aww.
We'll sit on your lap.
Yeah.
We'll listen to all your sad, sad stories.
Yeah.
And then we'll group lick your face until you feel better. Or,
can we do that first? Do we have to wait, Jeff?
Licking out of the way.
Thank you.
To start.
Yeah. My favorite.
It's busted. Where people tell us how they caught their exes cheating on them. We've already got a few people on the line ready to tell us what happened to them. So let's start with Meg. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so this is a boyfriend who was like a recent boyfriend. It was like pretty early in the relationship.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
And I was at his place. I was looking for like a fork. And I opened this drawer and there was a baby monitor in it, which was weird to me because like as far as I knew, he didn't have kids. And I was like, why would you have this?
Yeah, that sounds like a little bit of a red flag.
It's creepy.
Yeah,
you know,
it was a little weird, and I asked him, but he said that his sister had just had a baby, so sometimes he would like babysit, and so.
And then you feel bad, like, oh, you're actually a sweet guy. My bad.
Yeah. And that checks out.
Yeah.
Sure. Right. So that's what I thought too. Except then, like a couple days later, I came over and the baby monitor was out on the counter, which first of all was weird because I was like over to see him. He didn't like say the kid was gonna be there.
Yeah, but maybe like left it out or something.
Right, except then I start hearing this woman's voice on it, and she's like dirty talking, and she keeps saying his name.
Oh no! Through the baby monitor?
That baby grew up real quick. Yeah. Okay.
Is it mom dirty talking the baby? No, it wouldn't be that.
On the other end?
Yeah, what is that?
No, so he tried to say that that's what he was like. It's my sister.
Oh, bro, that is not the cover,
man. Yeah, we just have a really weird relationship. You wouldn't understand.
Is his sister taking a nap in the back bedroom? Like, where's the other half of this baby monitor?
No, it turns out it was his neighbor. Him and his neighbor had been hooking up, and like, I guess they were using the baby monitor to like dirty talk with each other.
That's a questionable. Oh, wow. That's a questionable move.
Do you have cell phones?
Yeah.
Do you know how to talk?
Come on.
And literally, they're right next door. Just come over.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. How long are you sexting
Bring the bottle and the pacifier to his house.
We're going to make it complicated. Anyway, let's keep going. Let's talk to Evan. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
All right. So I used to work at one of these cookie shops, like late at night. You know, we get special orders in.
Yeah. I love those places.
Oh my God.
Can we be your friend?
Oh, I used to order all the time from them.
Yeah, you don't work there anymore? Oh. Darn it.
Yeah, I got a story to that. All right.
All right.
So one night I was getting cookies ready for the next day. I was doing prep work, and I get a special order in. And it's kind of weird to get an order so late at night. But this guy said, hey, I need you to write on a big cookie, would you marry me?
Oh,
that's
cute.
It's like their favorite cookie.
Yeah.
Or maybe that's their first date was like a cookie. Oh, that's cute.
That's nice.
Yeah, and being that I was the only one who was working that night, so I had to go and deliver the cookie. So I go to drop it off, and my girlfriend opens the door.
No.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Your girlfriend's at the dude's house, and she's about to get proposed to. How sweet.
Did she say
The only thing that's sweet in the situation is the cookie.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you're right, bro.
What did you do? What did
Seriously?
You say?
Dude, you should have gotten on a knee and just been like, oh, I got this for you, girl.
Yeah.
My cookie.
I didn't know what to do. I checked the address again, and I didn't know what to say, so I just smashed the cookie, and that was the last night I worked.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
you smashed it?
Yeah, he can't eat cookies still to this day, Jeffrey.
Yeah.
He smells them, and he's like, get me out of here.
All right, let's talk to Bethany. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, I was on a flight, and I get tired on flights, so I fell asleep.
Okay,
like
most people.
Yeah. I love sleeping on planes.
Yeah.
When I woke up, I was not feeling very well. Like, my stomach was feeling bad, and I looked over, and my boyfriend wasn't in his seat next to me.
Oh, okay.
I assumed he was in the bathroom, but I was really not feeling good. So I called on the call button for a flight attendant to bring me water or ginger ale or anything, and no one showed up from the call button.
Oh.
I'm like really starting to feel sick. I think I'm about to, puke. So I get up and I rush to the bathroom on the back of the plane, and it's occupied. So I'm I'm like trying to politely knock, you know, like somebody has to get in here. And then I start, you know, getting a little less polite when I knock. And the door finally opens and out comes my boyfriend with the flight attendant.
Oh, dude, no. I was hoping you wouldn't say that.
Oh, my God. What do you say in that moment?
Did you vomit on them?
That would have been a good move, Brooke.
Wait, I did.
What? Are you joking?
On purpose?
No, I'm not on purpose. I don't know if it was just like because I was feeling so sick and then seeing them, but I puked on him.
Oh, my God. Oh, that's a different type of Mile High Club.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Nice little way to get revenge.
Yeah, but then you still have to sit by him for the rest of the flight. I hope you were coming home instead of going to a vacation together.
Oh, yeah.
We were coming home, and I did have to sit next to him, but thankfully, they let him clean himself up so he didn't smell like my puke, but it was a nice piece of revenge.
Yeah. Hopefully, you let his new girlfriend clean him up.
Yeah.
Seriously. Oh. Hooking up with the flight attendant. What airline did you say this was on? Because I need to book something. Anyway, hit up our text board at 78592. If you have a funny story about how you caught your ex cheating, you could be on the next edition of Busted. We got your phone tab coming up next.